We give thanks to you, O God. How marvelous are your works. Introduction. A unique phenomena of our seminary, it becomes a place where I can hardly keep up with meeting new friends, people, guests, either being introduced or else someone to know who am I. Our text comes from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus says, I am the truth. And again, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 3, Jesus illustrates the sheep and the voice. Truth and voice are synonymous. Perhaps, though, drawing your attention to last Sunday's text, where Jesus cautiously warned us about falsehood. Listen to this introduction. A Missouri synod family of five kids. The oldest son got married to a Chinese and converted to Buddhism. The second son became a Hindu. The third son chose to be an atheist. At this point, then, I decided not to listen any longer. It is a familiar episode, very true of our country and culture. Many people choosing different paths. That is the reality of our country and our world. All of us are constantly being bombarded by secular ideas. Some try to interpret truth, ideas about God. Our children are much confused, misled, and often challenged and are presented with different choices. A choice between God and mammon, grace and salvation, death to sin, and the greatest gift of God, which is in Jesus Christ. That's the choice. You and I are placed in this planet. Whether you're a prof or seminary student, you are called to exercise your vocation. And that which is in you trying to demonstrate and to give your testimony of that hope which is in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. What is truth? Dr. Luther talks about what I call the two T's. He talks about tentatio and meditatio. A thing which is rare in our day and age. People hardly have time, even seminarians, hardly have time to meditate upon the Word of God. We need to return to the basics, our foundation. I long for the day when students, be it seminarians, EIIT students, CHS students, will converge in this place, perhaps for a day or two, to meditate simply on the Word of God. Now, that's not my task. That's the job of Bruce Hatton. But I'm only making a suggestion, because we need to hear other voices, people from other cultures, and perhaps we may be inspired and touched by God's word. How will they hear unless you and I make a deliberate effort in speaking the word of God to our dying world? My friends, when we meditate, by the way, it's not so many books, how many books you read that forms you. It is absolutely the word of God that shapes, evolves, and forms you and I. We may have all the structures in our seminary in the world, but until and unless God, through his word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, shapes us and forms us, we are missing the mark. I hope you get that. It is God's word which forms us as we daily seek Jesus and dwell upon his word. And the psalmist says, thy word is a lamp unto my path. God's word is true and relevant in our days. And God's word, when we meditate upon it, will renew us so that we may become like Jesus in his likeness and in his attitude. The song says, or the saying, they will become like Jesus. They will know you not by how much you speak or how much you act. They will know you as you practicalize the Christian's faith, as you walk the streets of St. Louis, as you magnetize the face of Jesus, so they will know and catch the word. They will know we are Christians, not by the regalia, the cloth, the type of cloth, what we put on. We must demonstrate Christ in our offices, in our classroom, and in everywhere where God may place us. So as they see us, so they will say, there goes the word, the true word of Jesus. May the Lord help us to open our hearts and lives to his ever true word. As pastors, seminary profs, seminarians alike, we should not and ought not to ignore both the exciting moments and challenges and the opportunities which God lays on our path in our 21st century. We must seize the time, take the opportunity, realizing that the North American Christian culture is no more as it used to be. Recognizably, we are no longer that once upon a time Christian nation. In our cities, suburbs, towns today, you'll find all kinds of religious identity and faith. The Buddhist temples have been erected left and right center, not to talk of the Muslims There are many and mosques being built, even to the extent that some of our churches are being sold to Muslims. Chicago is a good example. Even here in St. Louis, the Muslims are invading our territory. We better wake up. My duty and responsibility is always to call the church's attention to the fact that we are gradually being swamped by other faiths and religious peoples. We better wake up. We better wake up. For I know that truth shall stand forever. And Jesus says, I am the truth, and I am the life, and I am the way. I claimed Jesus several years ago, and it cost me my life to the extent that I had to migrate at a very tender age from the country I love to a very distant land. Like Polycarp, you remember your church history. For 86 years, I have served the Lord, and he has never let me down, not one iota of minute. That I have discovered in my life and ministry. In England, I remember when I was called into a house, I thought I was being invited to a lovely English supper, only to be surrounded by Muslim scholars and intellectuals, and I was being challenged, why did I leave the Christian faith? And I said, my, the Lord grant me what to say. He never let me down. I never bow to the stars of Islam and Mohammed. I came out triumphant. Many of our people are selling their faith. They do not know where they stand. They have, even Lutherans, have forgotten their foundation. By God's word alone, only Jesus can save us. So, my friends, I know some of you, the SMP and Delta students are here, and I realize what my audience was going to be. So, for heaven's sake, when you go back to your suburbs, your towns and villages, open your eyes, alert your people, your congregants, to what the changes that are taking place in our backyard, in our front steps. Jesus, the Word, will stand forever. This word Gary Schapper has preached for many years. Farewell. The Lord will be with you. Will strengthen you. We have been introduced. A lot of introductions are going on. Stand for Jesus. He will never fail. I know that in my life. In my adult life, I've been engaged in telling the story. It's always been a profound joy to tell the story. Do you have a story to tell? I'm sure you do. May God grant that as we go forth, we shall stand for Jesus and his ever-abiding truth, we shall never fail. What can change? Isaiah says, my word that goeth forth shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish the things for which it was intended. My prayer is through God's word, the whole world will bow to Jesus, for he is our Lord and Savior. May God bless you and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.